Welcome to episode 96, What It Means to Be an Essential Worker. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about what it meant to be and what it means to be an essential worker in COVID times. I know a lot of you out there are wondering about what to do with yourselves career-wise. Maybe you're in real estate, maybe you're not, and you're thinking about getting into real estate. I just want to go over what it meant to be essential and what it's going to mean moving forward and why exactly we are essential in the real estate marketplace. So one of the first things is being essential meant you were able to work. This is a huge factor, folks. I don't know if you need work, but Personally, I need to go to work. I need to earn money. I need to be able to create a steady income. So being essential and being able to get outside and do my job was very important. And a lot of people might say, well, why would a real estate agent be essential? That's kind of a crazy thing, a real estate broker or banker. Why are they essential? Well, remember, not everybody loves each other anymore. So maybe you have a husband and wife getting divorced and they need new housing. Or maybe mom wants you out of the house. Or maybe simply your house burnt down and you need a new house. Maybe you can't rent the apartment you had anymore because they're taking it down to build a building there. Whatever reason, it doesn't care whether a pandemic is there or not. The urgent need, or the urgent need, not even just the urge and need, but the urgent need is there. I mean, housing, we must have it all the way from back in the day. So easy a caveman can do it, as they say. We have always needed housing because as human beings, we need a safe shelter to keep ourselves warm, dry, and happy. So making sure that we were there to take care of the public was the government's job. They knew if they shut us off, not only does it shut off the economy side of it, but it causes some major issues in the idea of people not having a place to live. Mass homelessness would not be a good situation, especially during a pandemic, because remember, with people without shelter, they're going to be cold and wet, which means they're going to be more likely to get sick. So keeping us essential was essentially a good decision, I would say. I think that they need to keep us essential. I was shocked that in some states, they decided that real estate was not an essential job because I don't know where they think people go, but that's a pretty tough place to be in, not being able to transact in real estate, not just for the economic purposes, like I said, but for the human purposes of having a place to live, having a place to go. I'm sure some states honestly lost residents that had to go elsewhere because they needed to find housing, like a pilgrimage. This is not a small thing, people. We're not just talking about somebody wanting to go down and get groceries or liquor or any of the other things they allowed. We're talking about someone having an actual place to live. So being essential was really nice during these times to be able to help our clients. Knowing that we had the steady income is a big thing. But another thing was the mental stability for us as industry professionals. For some people, when they were sitting home, it was a lot of time to think and do nothing and feel bad about what's going on, whereas we had so much going on the whole entire time that we really never had time to stop and dwell on it. We just continued to move forward. Yeah, we had some emotional journeys with clients. We had people get furloughed. We had job changes. We had all sorts of different things happen during the transaction, but we didn't have the time to sit down and think, okay, well, what am I going to do next? I was actually physically working as an essential person. We were there doing our job every single day, and our job had become more of a challenge because there were certain steps and protocols that had to be followed and still do have to be followed in order to make sure that we can do it to our best ability and safely at the same time. I think the mental side of things was a major one. So I think a lot of essential workers, they maybe some of them, like nurses and stuff, might have a little PTSD after this, just because I'm sure it's a traumatic job working in that type of condition. But for many of us that were essential, what it meant is we were essentially able to keep our lives in order. We were able to keep our kids fed, our bills paid, our houses warm, our lives going, and our mental game where it needs to be versus worrying so much about every single little thing in life. I feel really bad for people who were stuck at home month after month wondering, is there going to be another relief check? Is there going to be more help? Is there going to be a job at the end of this? Am I going to have a place to live? Are they going to forgive my rent, or is this just stacking up on me? Is my mortgage going into forbearance, and how is this going to work out? Lots of questions for those non-essentials. So I would say if you were not in real estate before and you're thinking about getting into real estate, What better time than now? What better place than here than to take it on right away? Movementum Realty is hiring. We'd love to have you come on as one of our Move Mentors, and we'd love to get you working with clients right away. Every time we put new agents on, within weeks, we see them already showing homes, already putting offers in on homes, and most of the time, they already have something under agreement within a month or two. So why keep putting it off? Why wait any further? If you're not currently working and you're not already making income, what has changed? Just the ability now for you to take time. So take the time to study, take the time off that you have to better yourself and essentially to become essential so that that way in the future when something similar to this ever happens, God forbid, hopefully it doesn't, but if it did, you're ready to react and currently you're ready to react because who said there is a light at the end of the tunnel right now? I know that we're in our second season and the second season rages on. I know the numbers by the testing is huge right now, so I don't think by any means we're past it. I think people have become a little more complacent to it, and I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, but we certainly are not past it. If you look at the numbers, you look at the charts, it's definitely continuing forward. Another nice part about being essential is being able to help the community. How do we help the community? In lots of different ways. One, transacting real estate moves dollars and cents. When we do our business, people do other businesses, whether it be buying paint, having landscaping done, having the windows washed, installing carpets, putting on a roof, paving a driveway. Houses make and turn money every which direction. So moving real estate really helps a community stay alive and thrive. Another thing, it gives people the ability to find housing. Like we said earlier, it's essential to find housing. For some communities, they actually shut the people off being able to find housing, which is insane. But we were able to help our community in keeping their lives going forward and making sure that they could make the commitments that they needed to make, whether it be moving or whatever. I actually sold a house during this time for people that were moving to another country, and we had to coordinate everything. So we were able to help them, and we were able to build a community with them. I also was able to help the community quite a bit. I've donated several different things. I'm doing a business building workshop for the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce right over on my YouTube account, Sean Patrick Maloney, doing all sorts of different things. It's been a great way to be able to help the community because those of us who are fortunate enough that we have been working, that we have been doing things, need to find ways to give back to those around us that we're not able to. So that was very good. And helping people find a place to live, it's a very warm feeling. It's very nice, especially in these times when people are coming from major huge condo complex buildings and elevators and they're going to single family where they have a yard and they have space and people finally feel like they can staycation, they can get away from COVID, they can hang out with the family, they have plenty of room for distance and they can get outside and play in their own grass. So that's been really fun. Down here in southeastern Massachusetts, we have a great lifestyle. We have big land per person. We have nice trails in the woods. We have lots of different opportunities. So being able to take my essential job and sell people a great lifestyle and to get them into this South Shore community has been a real bonus and it's actually been rewarding during this time. Next up I want to go over is one of the things that we had because we've been busy, because we've been working, is the no excuses. So again, back to the mental game, we made it through easier than some people because we didn't have time to think, but we also had no time for excuses because the business has been so busy and that has given us the ability to grow. So if you haven't grown your real estate business and your business is struggling, then you need to reach out to me. You need to reach out to me to find out how you can get over here, get your team over here and come work with us or get some coaching from me. I'd love to sell you some coaching and get you into an opportunity where I can help you grow because I can tell you if you didn't grow during this pandemic and you weren't shut down as a state as far as real estate, then you've got something seriously wrong and you need to figure out what it is. Because if you were learning to work safely, you were doing your job correctly and you were out there are more buyers and sellers looking to do things than ever. I know inventory numbers are low, but let's not forget the under agreement inventory. There has been a mass shift of houses selling. We just don't hold them on the market long. So if you want to learn more about how to buy, sell, and also just lead generate, let me know, reach out to me, DM, PM, whatever works best. Make sure if you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Make sure to tell all your friends, family, and everything about this free podcast. Check out the Facebook group, the blog, and the newsletter. All of them, we give great free information on how to be a better real estate industry professional, how to make more money, and how to continue growing your success. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.